Well, just we want to welcome everybody to the second of our podcasts, Podcast with a K. Last time we were calling it the official TNL FChan something podcast, but we decided that we didn't like that name. So we're going to go ahead and call it...
Get over here!
And listen to this podcast. With a K, by the way.
That's just so clever. I'm so proud of us.
We really laughed for like half a day when we thought of that.
And we have to point out something here. We actually recorded over a fucking hour with Mizzo. And it actually got really fucked up. I don't know how the fuck this recorder works, but it's not actually recording things as it's being heard. And our voices all got like jumbled up and placed in different parts. I guess the processor wasn't doing it all in like real time.
So we're going to save what we can. We're going to piece together maybe a best of, but we really had a productive, literally an hour with Mizzo and his magical voice, and it's all gone now.
We'll take what I can that isn't fucked up, and I'll make like a big outtake show where you can just hear Mizzo talk about putting cream on his dick and all sorts of things that we talked about.
And he talked about Nick's penis as well, which was one of the highlights. If nothing else, that's what we can take away from that hour, is just that 1 3-second sound clip of Mizzo complimenting Nick's penis.
Nick's beautiful penis.
That'll be good
enough. That's true.
But other than that, it really kind of sucked to lose it all because there were some good stories, some good conversation. We actually had, you know, dissenting viewpoints and real conversation there for a little while, and it's all gone now.
Yeah, we'll get Mizzo next time, and hopefully the recording software will work right, and we'll have a great interview for you. But
in the meantime, because we lost Mizzo, we went one step further because we realized that TNL really wants Mizzo, but we figured that we could do a little better. It's a little better. It's not completely 100% better because, you know, Mizzo's Mizzo and no one can ever match up to him. But I think that everyone will be really pleasantly surprised with who we did get. I can't even believe it. I don't know if you can even believe it, but I know I
can't either. He's on Xbox Live with us right now.
On Xbox Live. We're taking him away from Geometry Wars 2 just to do this interview. So it's going to be kind of quick, but we're gonna hit on some really good points here. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the most spectacular guest that we've ever had. Ever. He's more of a hardcore gamer than everyone on the next level combined. He super played the world record speedrun of Dodon Pachi with two players using two hands to operate the joysticks.
You know, I also hear he was slamming his dick on the buttons to fire.
That's true as well. We have... 50 Cent.
Hey, what's up? It's the kid 50 Cent.
Mr. Boy Lloyd Banks. And it's your man, Young Buck.
I see you brought your crew along with you, 50.
Okay, well, let's start off here. I really want to pick your brain for just a minute because I think that everyone listening, I know that Eric and I definitely respect you and admire you, but I think everyone else listening does as well. You're really a beacon unto everyone that's ever picked up a game. People respect you. People want to be you. People want to have your mad skills. So let me just pick your brain for a second. I want to see how Fitty thinks. That's what I want to understand. So what's going through your mind, say, during the fourth level of Dodon Pachi?
You know, I mean, there's so many great things coming my way that I'm excited about.
So you're saying it's more excitement. It's not nervousness. 50 doesn't get nervous. It's excitement. It's not tension.
Well, Mike, it calmed down, and then it got exciting again, and then it calmed down. See, but what he did was it went slow, and then it went faster again. Okay. You know what I'm saying? But that what I'm saying to you in the, on a rock and roll tip, when it calms down, it calms down, and then it goes down. It's explosive,
I'm excited just talking about that. I'm a little tense.
Another thing, like with your inclusion into the scene, like vertical and horizontal shooter tournaments have exploded. The mainstream. How do you feel about the progress of this genre?
Now I'm out, and I'm happy with the size venues that we're in. You know, I'm putting on a good show.
Nice direct answer.
okay, just to change it up just a little bit, how do you feel about your score and rank at last month's Tokyo No Senku Desu Twinkle Star Sprites competition? You absolutely dominated every single one of your opponents.
I was anticipating doing well, not as fast as it happened for me, though. You know, so I mean, I'm excited about the opportunities.
But with such a victory comes a price, because there's a lot of people that are jealous about your score at the tournament. No one thinks that they can ever match up to you in the score that you obtained. Even the developers said in several interviews that they're amazed. They didn't think that anyone could possibly score that high. What's been the public's view of you since last month at the tournament?
This is many men wish death upon me.
That's scary. That's insane.
Wow, how have you found that your skill, you know, along with the Japanese video game fanaticism, do you feel that's caused a hostile environment?
Banks lost two close friends. Two of his friends was killed while he was out here. You know, so it's like these things are actually taking place in our neighborhood. It's not nothing new, and it's going to continue to take place. It's always going to be something, you know. And
that's terrifying. I'm sorry for your loss, Mr. Banks. Definitely.
Now we're going to change gears here again just a little bit. How did you guys meet up as a group? And when you did, was there any kind of tension there?
Yeah, I'd imagine like when a group of hardcore gamers such as yourself and you get together, there's got to be a lot of elitism and like a competitive nature.
And you know, we kind of like, you know, hit it off from the beginning real tight.
Now, what about your first meeting with Lloyd Banks? I understand that he first heard of you when he was searching for an opponent for the Kyoto semifinals Dance Dance Revolution 4th mix.
Flew me out to Los Angeles. I had deals on the table prior to that, but I wasn't in a hurry, you know, so I was like, I wanted to make sure I made the right deal this time around. And I did, you know.
So I guess you hit it off with Banks really well then.
What about Young Buck? I heard you were pretty hardcore into the DDR scene as well. When did you come into the picture?
Things really wasn't happening too quick for me back then. And 50 was like, yo, if everything, you know, happens around my way, you know what I'm saying, in my situation, I'll be back and, you know, holler. And, you know, everything took off and then here we go.
So how do you feel about Beat Mania, like, as opposed to Dance Dance Revolution?
Like, it's more harder, you know.
Wow, that's the bomb. And from what I understand from reading a lot of interviews, Eminem was the one that first turned you on to DDR. He was kind of the one that gave you the fever, so to speak. But as we all know, a lot of interviews in Source Magazine, MTV, Dr. Dre was really the first of the gangster rappers to be open about his DDR fever. How did he play into all of this?
Theo Stedemeyer, who's my attorney, has a relationship with him. He gave it to Paul, and Paul gave it to M.
And have you ever tried Pump It Up?
And people look at me, and sometimes they're surprised that I just told them no, but no is the answer.
Seriously?
You say no when you mean no. You say yes when you mean yes.
Well, I hear that you're already gearing up for Evolution 2008, Japan's biggest gaming competition. How do you feel about your chances?
This is the dream team right here. You know, Shady Aftermath G-Unit. That's how it goes. You know, I mean, M is a perfectionist. You know, and I believe he gets that from rubbing elbows with Dre. You know, and the same thing, you know, is rubbing off on me. Like, there's a certain standard of quality material that we feel like we have to live up to.
Now, some of your followers on the Dance Dance Revolution scene have criticized you for turning away from the rhythm genre and moving more towards vertical shooters lately. How do you feel about that?
You know, I mean, like, I don't play the games that people play in this business, and because of the aura that's around me, it kind of helps them not play games with me much. Mm-hmm. You know, just because the outlook on me is that I can be a possible problem. Mm-hmm. You know, so they kind of tend not to play games with me and say, well, you know, this is what it is, 50. I don't think I can do it, but I'll give you a call later to let you know if I can or if I can't. They'll do that to me before they say, oh, it's going great, when they know it's not going right.
Okay, 50, we've taken a lot of your time, and I understand that you really need to get back to Geometry Wars, too. So we're just going to hit you up with one last question. PIMP, one of your songs, stands for Play Ikaruga Much Periodically. True?
Absolutely. It's art, you know.
Yeah.
It's a reflection of that lifestyle.
You know what, this has been really awesome of you to take your time away from Xbox Live and, you know, all of your practice for your competitions just to talk to us. Your fans really appreciate it. I know a lot of fans personally have been asking us at TNL, you know, like, when are you going to get 50 Cent on? He's the biggest hardcore gamer we've ever met, and, like, we want to hear what he has to say about gaming, and it's pretty awesome that you've granted your first ever public interview with us. That was really nice of you.
We really appreciate it, and you've absolutely lived up to your reputation as a hardcore gamer, so thank you.
I decided to buy some Deep Moisture Creamy Facial Cleanser once, and I never actually used it. Is this thing still on?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. The weird static that was around just went away.
I think that was Eric that just went away.
Oh, maybe. Well, yeah, anyway, so this thing's sitting around my desk for the longest time. I've never used it to clean my face, obviously. So one time it was very cold, and I was up to things that young men do on the internet. And, of course, this was lying around, so I tried using it because it's very creamy. And I actually, when I was done, I didn't really wash it all off, say, you know?
Because you were tired.
Yeah, and it kind of stayed on there all night. And you think, like, creamy facial cleanser, you know, it'll make it silky smooth. But no, it made it peel. And I thought it was like a face thing where you put it on, like a face mask, and that peels off. But it's actually my real skin. My skin was peeling all over.
So it actually made you shed your foreskin completely.
It was very... I don't understand why. I don't understand if it's just not meant to be used on the penis. Like, if it does the same thing to the face or not. Because I've never washed my face with it.
Well, they shouldn't make anything that's creamy that can't go on your penis.
It's vitamins, pure spring water, and moisturizing cream. Why would this make me peel? I don't get it.
I think you should sue.
I think so.
That's completely ridiculous. Lotions, creams, all that, they're, you know, they have secondary uses, but the primary use for all lotions and creams is masturbatory.
Of course.